Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We live in an age of shattered expectations. Every day we are taught to hope cautiously, to guard our hearts from disappointment. We've learned the hard way that people fail us and dreams often die before they're born. So we stop expecting miracles. And somewhere along the way, many of us have made a quiet, desperate peace with cynicism because we've decided that hoping is just too dangerous. But what if there is a hope that never fails? A hope that doesn't fade with circumstances? A hope that will never leave you disappointed? The Bible declares in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, hope does not put us to shame. This is not wishful thinking. It's a confident, unshakable trust in a faithful God. In today's message titled Hope That Never Fails, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores a hope that stands firm in every season.
What is hope? Hope is a confident trust that something will be fulfilled. But sadly, some people have a negative attitude and don't hope for anything in life because they think if you don't expect anything good to happen, then you won't be disappointed when it doesn't. But let me assure you that hope in God will not disappoint or put you to shame. That's what the Bible says. God wants you to be full of hope, not full of discouragement, despair, and depression. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, that those who put their hope in God will never be disappointed and they will never be put to shame. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. What an incredible scripture. Our hope will never put us to shame because our hope is in God. It's rooted in the faithful God. And for that matter, we will never be put to shame. By that, it means our hope would be fully vindicated. We would never in the end be disappointed for hoping to receive God's goodness forever. Hallelujah. This hope, I tell you, my friend, is rooted in God's unconditional love, which ensures that believers like you and me would never be disappointed, regardless of present circumstances or situations. I love this. Why? Because he says, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out in our hearts. So, my friend, you will agree with me, and I think this verse is beautiful because it combines a number of things that should excite us. He says God's love has been poured on us by who? By the Holy Spirit who's been given to you. You've been given the Holy Spirit who is your teacher, who is your guide. He is your comforter. He is your counselor, the Spirit of truth. So you have the Holy Spirit who constantly wants to reveal the love of God to you and I. And so in that revealed love of God, if we let ourselves see in the word of God and hear God's heart towards us and have expectancy that God's love is going to be revealed towards us, it's going to be revealed towards our family, towards our situation, towards our health, as we start to have that belief that I am loved by God, then what do we do? From then on, we apply it to the things that we are hoping for. Because now God's love is igniting us back to the word of God. And that's where we place our hope. And let that hope paint a picture of expectation for you and I. This is because I know I'm loved by God and I'm in God's love. He declared this in his word for me. So it is mine in Jesus' name. And he says that hope does not disappoint. And it will not put us to shame. Hallelujah. Have a hope in the faithful God and you will never be disappointed nor be put to shame. The Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have hope in the God of hope, and you would never be disappointed. You are in the kingdom of God, and that means you have obtained an inheritance in Him, and it's now in Christ. Christ in you is the hope of glory. How will you be disappointed? Not at all. We now have the ability to walk out and live out of this reality of I possess God, and God will not disappoint me or put me in shame. My hope is in Him. He's a faithful God. Has He said and has not done it? I possess the kingdom. So enemy, who are you to come against me? This understanding of being in Christ, the hope of glory, causes an attitude of faith, because if the word of God says He is in me, then this belongs to me right now as I speak. And then you start taking those promises. It truly becomes a sword against every lie and every attack of the enemy that says, oh, you cannot have it. Who are you to tell me so? I believe my hope is in the God of hope, faithful God. You cannot come and attack me and say, oh, you cannot have it. Or when religion says you have got to do more for it. So I am excited just to encourage and stir up this understanding. Your hope in God would never put you to shame. Say amen to that. So why is hope not putting you to shame? It will not leave you empty. It will accomplish what you are hoping for. Because the word of God will never return to you void. It will go and accomplish what you set it to do. This is not just ordinary hope. It's a hope in the living God who created heaven and earth. It will never leave you empty. You will have your expectation. Your expectation will not be cut off, my friend. You will not be disappointed because it is not based on personal performance. Your hope is not based on personal performance or ability or human effort, but on the grace of God and the finished work of Jesus Christ. So when Jesus was on the cross, and I get this beautiful picture, when He was on the cross and He said it is finished, do you know how powerful that is? He was saying, I have taken care of all the requirements. I have taken care of all the expectations. I have erased all of your sin. I have cleansed you from every unrighteousness. I have prepared every good blessing. I have given you every need, every part of your inheritance. It is finished. Hallelujah. You don't have to labor. You don't have to work. You don't have to worry because it is finished. And when you know that, then we look to God and say, God, I have this hope. I have this expectation that you are going to bring that as reality. It's going to happen in real terms into my life. As I latch onto you in believing, I will not be disappointed, nor will I be put to shame. What the good God we serve. God has all of these good things prepared for us all. All of these things that He's done. But if you and I don't believe, then we don't get to experience all of that. You know, it's full of joy and peace in what He has already done for us. That's so true, my friend. The Bible says, I know the plans that I think towards you. Plans that are good, not evil, to lead you to expected end, my friend. Let your hope be in God. We are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. Your hope in God will never disappoint. It will never put you to shame. Even if you don't believe, He still did it for you. But you don't experience the joy and peace because you don't believe that He did it. Or you don't even know that He has done it for you. This message is for you. That is all done and it's finished. That's why I'm so excited you are listening to this audio. because we are learning together what is done, so that we can choose to believe that it's mine, it's finished. Yes, I have God of hope. So now, no matter what situation feels big and messy in your hands, you can say, I have a God of hope. He has good things already prepared for me. I will not be put to shame. I will not be disappointed. So I want to encourage you to make a decision to cultivate an attitude of hope in your life. Speak positive things about your future and refuse to be negative. You may not always feel hopeful, but don't give in to your feelings at all. We do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Catering for bad feelings feeds and empowers them. But standing our ground, stand your ground, my friend, and not giving in to negative feelings starves them and causes them to lose their grip on you, to lose their power over us. Hallelujah. Remember, hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You've been freely given the Holy Spirit, my friend. Your hope in God will not put you to shame. Your hope in God will not disappoint you. Just have a vibrant relationship with God. As you grow in your fellowship with the Lord, you will learn how to trust Him. You will learn how to stand on His word. You will learn how to stand your ground in prayer. When things get tough, you will be able to stand, my friend. You can then have a different attitude to life and enjoy your life and encourage others to enjoy theirs as well. Hallelujah. Jesus died for us to live an abundant life and to fulfill life. He gave us life and gave us more abundantly. But the enemy comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. But then because Jesus Christ has given you abundant life, and hope is the confident, favorable expectation of this life. Hallelujah. God will lead you to the expected end. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts that are not evil but good, to give you a hope and a future, to lead you to expected end. So now I am going to believe that. I am going to believe what His word is saying to me, because I believe what happens is that there is joy and there is peace that begins to have a greater effect on me than the emotions of whatever is trying to hit me. Hallelujah. That is so powerful, my friend. Believe in what God has achieved for you and walk in it. Effortless change. Because in that joy and that peace, that's what in the midst of trials and persecutions and difficulties that the enemy tries to bring to you, and that the word goes, oh, why do you have so much joy? Why do you have so much peace? Because they can see it. And it's because we have latched onto the personality and the character of our God who lives in us, that we have hope, and the hope will never put us to shame. I know that God is going to do it. I don't know how, but I'm looking forward to the testimony. I am looking forward to how I'm going to kick the devil in the head. Hallelujah. He says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. God is good and he has a good plan for each and every one of us. You see, he has good plan for us. No matter what may be going on right now, God's plan is unfolding. Over the years, I have learned how to let my deep-rooted hope in God paint a picture of great expectation, knowing that God has nothing but His best plan for me. Amen. He promised me things concerning my ministry and my life and my family. And hope is what helped me hold on in those early years when it got hard. Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 12, that rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. I think that's a good advice to you, my friend. especially in times when it feels like we have been waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen in our life. Hope is vital. Hope is very important in times like these, and it will keep us looking ahead. It will keep us anticipating. It will keep us expecting whatever it is we are hoping for. My friend, I tell you, I brought you hope right now that your hope will never put you to shame. You will not be disappointed. Your hope in God will accomplish what you have set it to do, my friend. And so if you are a believer, have that hope in God and have that mindset that hope will never disappoint you. That hope will never put you to shame. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then this is not applicable to you. The first step you got to take is to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, singing every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgments of my sin. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.